FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Presser, ethics vote. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump says he'll hold his first news conference since the election next week in New York City. The event will be the first time since July that Trump has met with reporters for questions and answers. Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski reports.
Obviously, a news conference that's been long anticipated by reporters. He campaigned constantly criticizing Hillary Clinton on how long it had been. At one point, it was more than 270 days since she had spoken to the press in that format. Well, for him, it's going on more than 150 days or so.
A move to gut an independent ethics board was reversed Tuesday after lawmakers were pressured by constituents and President-elect Trump. Respondent Mara Raju.
They want to be talking about the things that unite them, whether it's Obamacare or tax reform. But instead, this proposal came out of thin air, catching Republican leaders off guard and suddenly causing major internal tension on Capitol Hill.
White House says the original plan was an attempt by Republicans to skirt responsibility. I'm Elliot Francis. Convicted mass murderer Charles Manson is in a California hospital in serious condition this morning. Jim Roop tells more.
The illness is unknown at this time, and a prison spokesperson will not comment, saying she can't comment about prisoner movement. Manson is the cult leader of the so-called Manson family, who tried to start a race war by committing 7 murders, including actress Sharon Tate and her unborn child, over 2 nights in 1969, along with other murders.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago. You don't understand me. That's your trouble.
The 82-year-old Manson is serving 9 life sentences. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Officials in Cleveland say the search for a plane carrying 6 people that disappeared last week over Lake Erie will continue later today. Authorities have collected dozens of pieces of debris on the lakeshore that could be evidence of the Cessna that vanished last Thursday shortly after takeoff from Burke Lakefront Airport. Right now, Dow futures are up 28, NASDAQ's up 9. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Tributes are pouring in today after the death of one of Virginia's most prominent state lawmakers.
Charles Colgan, the longest-serving member of the Virginia Senate, passed away Tuesday at a hospice center at the age of 90. He was elected to the Senate back in 1975, retiring last January. He previously served as a Prince William County supervisor. Senator Mark Warner said on Twitter, quote, Chuck Colgan was a true public servant, and his loss will be felt throughout Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe said that Colgan's bipartisan approach should serve as an example to all in the Virginia Senate. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The sudden death of the Montgomery County health officer has left officials stunned. Dr. Alder Tillman died yesterday morning after 13 years as Montgomery County's chief health official. The cause of Tillman's death not immediately disclosed. She was 67. The Republican-led House has once again denied D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton's request to be given the chance to vote on amendments and procedural issues. That means D.C.'s lone representative in Congress will still only be able to cast votes in committee. Now, D.C. officials aren't exactly sure what to expect from the new Congress and the new president.
Congress has the power to attach riders to bills rolling back D.C. laws and can shoot down bills passed by the D.C. Council.
The risk is graver,
says D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, but she says she's found some unlikely partners, even among Republicans, like former Speaker Newt Gingrich and then Congressman Mike Pence.
We have been able to find allies among Republicans, and we fully intend to find them this time.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's been looking at vulnerabilities across city agencies.
My job is to make sure whatever happens, we will be able to operate our city and protect our values.
On Capitol Hill, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,882, the NASDAQ at 54,29. Sports, the Caps beat Toronto in overtime. The Wizards lose in Dallas. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on 3 wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Woo-hoo! Before long, 2 wheels changed to 4. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have an accident on the George Washington Parkway. If you're heading from the Beltway, say coming out of the Tyson's area, especially looking at that exit ramp, starting to hit the brakes there. Just as you head southbound on the GW Parkway coming off of the Beltway, that's where we have the crash. We still have response heading to the scene of the incident. Not sure if they're stopping traffic right now because it literally just happened. Let's go 66, and I'll keep you posted on that. 66 looks good coming out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway, even inside the Beltway through Arlington to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Not much to tell you about there. DC 295 northbound near Benning. They had the overnight road work there. It's still blocking one lane. No delays. Southbound looks good. 270, no early troubles between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. Then this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Chantilly, 47 in Greenbelt, 47 degrees in Washington. A congressman's kid embarrasses his dad during a first-day photo op on Capitol Hill. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You know what that means? Today is Wednesday. All day long, it's Wednesday the 4th, which means there are 16 days. 16 days until Donald Trump raises his hand and takes the oath of office, and we're following very closely developments in Washington. To that end, at 7:05 this morning, we're going to talk about what really were the Russians up to, and what kind of tools were they using, and were they trying to, quote-unquote, hack the election? 7:05, Morgan Wright, a cybersecurity analyst. 7:35, moved yesterday to try to shackle an Office of Congressional Ethics on Capitol Hill. It got rolled back, but what's it all about? Tom Pittman, Judicial Watch. And at 8:35, Dylan Byers from CNN will talk to us about the decision by Megyn Kelly to leave Fox News and go over to NBC. We'll actually be talking to you about that as well as the morning progresses. I'm Brian Wilson, and joining me here today is Vince Colonnaise, editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller. Now, look, The Daily Caller, Vince, every morning as I prepare for this show, I have a list of things that I go through to see what's going on in the world. And one of the places I go for information about, you know, stuff that I'm not going to read anywhere else is The Daily Caller. And you recently took over the job of editor-in-chief from Tucker Carlson when he got his promotion over at Fox News. So tell me a little bit about editor-in-chief and what you guys try to do over at The Daily Caller that's different than other places.
Well, thank you, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here this morning. I will say that, you know, The Daily Caller, in its creation, as Tucker Carlson created it alongside his business partner, Neil Patel, when they began this, the whole point was something that sounds sort of cliche, but I think is very true, which is that we would be a news organization that would cover news that others don't. And that's quite obviously what we're doing. I mean, we've done it now for 6 years, 2010, actually now going on 7 years specifically, actually. 7 years we've been covering the news, and we've been trying to sort of avoid the herd mentality that often penetrates media, that makes so many people go in the same direction, whether it's impressing their colleagues or whatever. It's this selection bias that exists in the press and that we just saw so often during the Trump campaign, we're trying to do something different.
You just used a phrase, selection bias. Talk about that, because that is something that happens in Washington a lot.
Definitely. And selection bias, you'll hear a lot of people in media who've looked at this critically, will often assess that bias doesn't usually manifest itself in the story that you read. It manifests itself in the stories that you choose to report.
Or not report.
Right, exactly. So we've seen this great wealth of stories out there that aren't being reported. And our sense is that news is not a zero-sum game. There are not just 10 news items from which we can pick to report on at any given day. And that there are many stories that are underreported. And that's transparently true. Let's just look at this past election as evidence.
I've always said that if you really want to understand bias, you need to understand that most of the bias that takes place in a news organization takes place by the person who makes the assignments.
For sure.
Because if you decide, I'm going to take the resources of this news organization and cover this, and I'm not going to cover that, that is where most of the bias actually creeps into the news gathering process.
Absolutely. And I think for any time that press outlets have attempted to defend their objectivity by saying, well, look at the story, assess where we've been biased in it, I think is an obviously false feint. Yeah. And they know what they're doing. They know that they're avoiding, which is a real thing. You have to have bias. You have to have a discriminating taste as an editor in terms of understanding what stories are important and what your readers will respond to.
You mentioned discriminating taste, and there is another element to the Daily Caller that one notices when one goes there. It's sort of like the old Playboy. I go there to read the articles, but there's also a smattering of stories about beautiful women.
Yes.
Sometimes wearing bikinis.
Indeed.
Why is that?
It turns out readers love that. I can't put my finger on it why. But it's actually, I mean, it's a great question. And actually, it's one that I get often. And it is totally wrapped up in the fact that that it's good business for us. So it's just a mixture of entertainment and social type stuff. You know, we've got bikini slideshows. And readers genuinely enjoy that. Those get a lot of views, and that develops ad revenue for us. We're a for-profit media company.
Right.
But like you, I spend so much time consuming political news that actually, for the most part, I'm shocked at myself, the extent to which I have blinders for that content, because I just keep going to the next political story. I constantly, right. As I'm also a Daily Caller reader, and I enjoy reading it.
Yeah, it is a very interesting idea, and I got to tell you, the one thing I will say about it is I go through maybe 15, 20 different websites in the morning prepping for this show. And when I get to the Daily Caller, I go, wow, I didn't see that anywhere else.
Well, that's very gratifying. And especially in a place like radio where it's so dependent on having good news coverage from which to draw.
Yeah.
I remember I did radio a couple years ago, and we used to often draw simply on the Drudge Report for many of those national news stories. And I saw as the Daily Caller was rising, I was like, this is a good place for people to begin reading to get content.
It is. And that ought to be the goal of that's the goal of this program, obviously, is to bring you stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. All right. So now how have things changed for you now that Tucker has, moved on to this new elevated and heightened role over at the Fox News Channel?
Well, oftentimes I've had the luxury of Tucker sort of being the backstop for all of our various often invited controversies. And so I could have Tucker, sort of give the quotes in the press and be the guy who like gave a snappy response. Now it's my job. I've got to answer for the Daily Caller, which I love doing. And I've been there since 2010. And I love doing it. And the other thing is thematically is helping guide the Daily Caller in the correct direction of what stories should we cover. And that question, it continues to be, as we step into a Trump administration, is the most interesting thing for me. I'm not going to even pretend that it's fully resolved. I don't know exactly what news storylines are going to develop for Donald Trump as a president, but I am very attentive to the ones that are going to
be developing. But what do you think? I mean, do you have any hunches as to where it's going to head? Because, we're going to see we saw yesterday action toward moving back Obamacare. Certainly, he's made a lot of promises about we're going to drain the swamp, and that's going to be something that people even yesterday seemed to have an impact in that regard. So what do you think are going to be? When do you have a hunch that they're going to be the major storylines as this guy takes office?
Well, Donald Trump has made really only a few delineated promises. He's talked a lot about sweeping sort of rhetoric of making America great and making things great. But in terms of promising what he would do on immigration, he's made delineated promises. Promising what he would do on trade, he's made some specifics. And in those, I think it's important that any journalists hold those who are in power accountable for, what got them there. And that's the message that got him there. And I think we're going to keep a close eye on his immigration message, his trade message, and certainly his drain the swamp message and see to what extent that all comes true. And also his critics, by the way, will not go away. And those people are deserving of coverage as well.
Do you get the sense that this guy often puts the most extreme position out there just so he has anything he pulls back from?
Such a smart observation.
Is going to, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything he pulls back from is going to be looked at as well. At least he didn't do what he said he was going to do initially.
I think that there's some of that. Think about this guy. I mean, his entire career has existed as a negotiator. And oftentimes you negotiate by asking for the thing that you know you're not going to get just so you can meet in the middle. And I think Donald Trump, as a politician, has existed in that plane. I think that's a smart way to assess him.
Well, listen, it's good to have you on board here this morning for Mornings on the Mall. Our guest is Vince Colonnaise. He's our guest host here today. Be with us throughout the entire morning. Right now, it's 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And unfortunately, we're starting with a crash on the George Washington Parkway. So if you're coming, say, off the Beltway and you're heading southbound, GW Parkway, and this is the Beltway over near the Legion Bridge or coming out of Tyson's, just as you come off of the Beltway, watch for the crash. Still had response heading to the scene of the incident. Signal light problems in the Ashburn area. Waxpool Road at Broderick Drive. Not an issue for now, but we'll keep a watch on that. So if you're coming inbound on Waxpool Road, that's the second light before you get the 28. 66, Greenway Toll Road, all looking good up through to the Beltway. 270, here we come out of Frederick. A bit of volume down toward the Monocacy. And a note for everyone, watch for some foggy conditions around the region. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pay attention, there are weather developments. Areas of fog and cloudy conditions early this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. By the time the day gets along, it'll be okay. 54 for a high and a little breezy. Tonight, it starts to get cold. Temperatures will dip down to 29 degrees tonight, mostly clear skies. And I got to tell you, we don't see anything above 30 in the 30s all the way through the weekend. Thursday, the high will be 39. Friday, in the upper 30s, overnight lows in the low 20s. Saturday, low 30s, overnight lows in the low 20s. Sunday, temperatures in the low 30s, temperatures in the upper teens. And there is a chance of snow on Thursday. So be weather aware. Watch closely. We'll see how that develops. Have a better sense of it later today. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. Valleyguns2, that's the number 2.com.
Well, the 115th Congress kicked off yesterday, and there's a lot to talk about there. We'll get to some of that stuff later about this whole debacle over the Office of Congressional Ethics. But for local people, there was an interesting vote. There was a question of whether or not Eleanor Holmes Norton should have a vote in Congress. This is it happens every time they form a new Congress. They set up the rules, and there's this question of whether or not that Delegate Norton and the other delegates to Congress should actually have a vote that matters. And she wants to have a vote that counts. I can understand why, but the Republican-led Congress said no to that idea. She will not have a vote that matters except in committee.
Right. Meanwhile, Republicans in general don't typically matter in the District of Columbia, so I can see why Republicans are not thinking much of Eleanor Holmes Norton being a Democrat, having a vote. And also because, you know, I think in Eleanor Holmes Norton's case, it's just, what does it add? What does it add by having a symbolic vote? What does it have by having her contribute to the process?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm of two minds on this, but here's where I've always sort of felt like, and boy, I tell you what, I catch crap for this, holding this opinion. I really believe the people of the District of Columbia should have a voting member in the House of Representatives. There are some 680,000 people that live here, and effectively, they don't have an effective representative in the House of Representatives, and they deserve that. There are more people living in the District of Columbia than I think live in some states.
Yes.
And they have members of Congress that vote. And I understand it's a federal city. I understand the constitutional decision of the founding fathers to make it a federal city and to not have a congressional vote. But I really feel it's simply not fair. Now, whether they should have two senators is another matter entirely. But I think they should at least have a vote in Congress. I've always felt that way. We fought an entire war with the British over this idea of taxation without representation.
Right.
And I think there's a case to be made. However, she never wins this battle when the Republicans are in control of the House of Representatives, and it doesn't look like he's going to win it there.
Well, if you're, I can see, if you're a resident of the District of Columbia, you probably have that thought. But think about the 300 million Americans who are outside of the District of Columbia and how they assess the place of Washington and its effect on their lives. Mm. And the last thing that those Americans probably want, given their well-publicized opinions of D.C., is D.C. having more influence over how they live their lives by virtue of giving them a representative vote.
Yeah, I mean, Eleanor Holmes Norton, and I've covered her for years and years and years, and she's a very interesting character.
Interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
She believes she should be addressed as Congresswoman Norton, but unfortunately she's not really a congresswoman, and I've always gone out of my way to make sure I address her as Delegate Norton because I want to be accurate, right? But it irritates her. I can remember the days when I would have her over on when I was over at Channel 5 years ago, and she'd come on the morning show, and I would address her as Delegate Norton, and then you could tell it just she was gritting her teeth over that reference because she really does want to be called congresswoman, and then she would lean at some point during that interview she would lean into the camera and she'd wag her finger at me. She's a really interesting. I actually do like her on a personal level quite a bit.
But it's that elitism that drives people crazy. They can't. I mean, just have a little humility. Realize that you're a civil servant. I mean, look. I think back to what you just explained. I think back to like Barbara Boxer telling that 4-star general not to call her ma'am in the middle of a Senate hearing. Stop calling me ma'am. Call me senator. I worked hard for that title. Mm. What? The voters put you there, and you're supposed to do a job. So in Eleanor Holmes Norton's case, it's delegate for me every day.
Yeah. Do you buy into this thing that they should have a vote? Or are you just against it?
I'm against it because we have enough people who have a vote and they have an actual legitimate vote and a serious job to do. And I don't think that we should be in the business of adding frivolous activities to the Congress.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they're going to make a lot of noise, but it's not going to go anywhere. Never does. But I mean, I really do wonder. We keep hearing in the District of Columbia, you know, statehood, statehood, statehood. I mean, since the day I walked into this town, they were
Absolutely.
Talking about statehood.
It's on the license plate.
They still talk about the possibility of statehood. Statehood is never going to happen, is it? There's just no way that happens.
Well, they're going to have to undergo a massive public opinion campaign to change the way that the United States views Washington.
And then that's exactly my point. So why in the world do you continue to... I mean, they're investing... We just had a whole referendum on it in the last election. And now the voters have said, we want statehood, and that gives the mandate, they said, the elected officials say, to go forward and make this case. But it's wasted effort and wasted money at this point because it is not going to change. I can't envision a scenario where this changes.
Right. And I think D.C. has a lot already on its mind and a lot to do. I mean, there's so many cars that are parked illegally that need to have parking tickets on them. It's just a lot to pay attention to besides statehood.
Right? Yeah, they got to get all those red light cameras and manage those and all of those speeding cameras and manage those. You've just touched upon a sore subject. 5:23 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation? Pay off bills or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Keep in mind, as you head out and about today, some poor visibility this morning to watch for as we head southbound George Washington Parkway right as you come off the Beltway. Coming south of the Tysons area or off the Legion Bridge, southbound GW Parkway looks like one lane open to get by the crash. Seeing that volume on the exit ramp coming off of the inner loop of the stretch of the Beltway. 395, this is good. From the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge without any troubles there. We'll take you up to 270 out of Frederick. Yes, a lot of volume already toward the Monocacy. A little bit of stop and go at the exit for 80 and again at 109. But this is just reported as volume. I don't have anything in the way reported. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50. Looks like a good ride up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting. And then developing sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees, 526. You know, the poor Washington Monument has really fallen upon hard times. As you know, it's been closed since September because the elevator doesn't work. The elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, or if it does go all the way to the top, it doesn't come back down to the bottom, which is a problem. It's a problem when you are taking tourists up and down the thing. And nobody understands why, when they were rebuilding after the earthquake, rebuilding the entire Washington Monument, they didn't stop then and decide, you know, this elevator needs to be replaced. But they didn't, and now it's closed in September. They're rebuilding the elevator, and it's sort of add insult to injury. Last night, Vince, it was completely dark. There were no lights. I mean, nobody can remember the last time that there were no lights on the Washington Monument, but it was just one dark obelisk.
Yes.
In the night sky over Washington.
A looming omen ahead of the Trump administration.
Maybe that's it.
It's amazing to me that that could happen. And also, we ask government to do so much, yet at its core, it's supposed to simply keep the lights on.
Yeah.
And it's not even happening on one of the country's most famous monuments.
That's right. So apparently they don't know why. I mean, Pepco was called and they said, not our problem. And the people at the National Park Service said, well, it's closed. There's really nobody over there right now to check on it. So they're apparently going to look at it today and figure out. They believe it may be something as simple as the automated lighting system just got out of whack.
I feel like we're just a few minutes away from a Trump tweet that's going to correct all of this.
He has that ability.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know,
the lights out at the Washington Monument. I will fix this.
I will absolutely fix this. Well, anyway, apparently the Washington Monument, hopefully the lights will be back on tonight. We'll keep you abreast of this development with our most famous monument. It's now 5:28.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800 800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Megyn Kelly is leaving the Fox News Channel for NBC. I mean, and the internet nearly broke over this news yesterday. Will you follow her? We'll take your calls coming up right after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Charles Colgan, the man who held office longer than any other Virginia state senator, has died at age 90. Colgan had been living at a hospice center. He just retired last January after 40 years in the Virginia Senate. The Republican-led House has once again said no to D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton's request to be allowed to vote with the full House on amendments and procedural issues. Instead, she will continue to be able to vote only in committees. Lawmakers are set for meetings on Capitol Hill today, many of them aimed at repealing or saving Obamacare.
It's time to get to work.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence previewing Capitol Hill meetings he's set to have with lawmakers Wednesday.
Be meeting with members of the House and Senate to talk about how we can move forward an agenda to make America great again.
At the top of that agenda, scrapping the Affordable Care Act. But as Pence works towards getting rid of Obamacare Wednesday, President Obama himself will also be on Capitol Hill, working towards the opposite goal. Obama meeting with Democrats for a defense strategy session to protect his signature domestic achievement. I'm Reid Binion.
President-elect Donald Trump is raising new doubts about the nation's intelligence community. Mr. Trump tweeted that an intelligence briefing on suspected Russian interference in the election had been delayed. But intelligence officials say there is no delay in the briefing schedule. Maryland's public schools once ranked number one in the nation in a national ranking. Last year, they were ranked fourth. This year, they have fallen to number five in the rankings put out by Education Week. Maryland falls in line behind Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. A Virginia woman claims that a former Redskins player nearly beat her to death. Jamie Dale has filed a $31 million lawsuit in federal court in Norfolk against her ex-boyfriend, 62-year-old Curtis Jordan, who played for the Skins in the early 80s and who now lives in Texas. Jordan also faces criminal assault charges that go to trial in March. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,882, the Nasdaq at 54,29. Sports, Alex Ovechkin scores 22 seconds into overtime to give the Caps a win over Toronto. The Wizards lose on the road again, falling to the Mavericks. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, radio host, investor in almost 4,000 units, and retired millionaire. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio shows. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Stores. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters, as you come off the Beltway in the Tysons area, heading southbound side, GW Parkway, have a little bit of volume to get by the crash. One single lane gets you by. No problems to report if you're crossing the Legion Bridge. In fact, the Beltway looks good. Bethesda, Silver Spring, cross the Wilson Bridge. No Beltway troubles. Do have some foggy conditions, though, this morning. So keep that in mind as you prepare to get out and about. Taken to Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue, just off of Georgia Avenue. Looks like that's going to be closed each direction. Car brought down a tree from an earlier crash. They're shutting that off. That's over near the Kmart. No problems to report on 270. Early volume out of Frederick down toward Urbana, off and on down past the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Manassas, 43 in Olney, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
It's 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And coming up at 7:05, Morgan Wright will be here to talk about cybersecurity issues and all this talk about Russia hacking the election. Yes, the Russians hacked the election, we're told. At 7:35, Tom Fitton on Judicial Watch on an effort yesterday that was rolled back, an attempt to sort of take an ethics panel up on Capitol Hill and gut it. What was going on with all that? Tom Fitton at 7:35. And at 8:35, Dylan Byers with CNN on our next story, which has to do with Megyn Kelly. I'm Brian Wilson, by the way, joined today by Vince Colonnaise, editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller. Good morning to you, Vince.
So glad to be here. Good morning.
Megyn Kelly is moving on. She's made a decision that she's going to go do some other stuff. She's leaving the Fox News channel. I guess her last show may actually be this Friday, as I have heard it. But she's leaving. She's going to go to NBC, where she's going to do a daytime show and some other things, a Sunday show as well. And I would like to know, are you going to miss her? Happy she's gone? Will you follow her? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, there's no doubt about it. She's a popular woman, Vince.
Yes.
She has a highly rated show on the number one cable news organization in the country, maybe the world, and she leaves a platform of success for the unknown. And so there's some interesting things, but she has at times been controversial. Some people who follow Fox News, not happy with the way she has handled her relationship with Donald Trump from time to time. So our question for you here this morning, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you going to watch her? Happy with her? Happy with this move? Will you follow her? Or are you just saying, well, that's good riddance. Let's move on. I'd love to hear your thoughts this morning. Get on the phone right now. Last night, Vince, she did address this. Here is what she had to say at the end of the Kelly file.
Finally tonight, a personal and professional note from me to you. After more than a dozen years at Fox News, I have decided to pursue a new challenge. This was a tough decision for me because I love this show, our staff, my crew, my colleagues here at Fox, and you, all of you, those who write me the lovely handwritten notes asking about my kids, and even those who very rarely complain on Twitter about our coverage after a show or a presidential debate. I actually know most of you, so perhaps it's not true love, but it's the kind of feeling that makes one feel connected to another human being. And that, after all, is why I believe we're here. Human connection. The truth is, I need more of that in my life. In particular, when it comes to my children, who are 7, 5, and 3. So I'll be leaving Fox News at the week's end and starting a new adventure, joining the journalists at NBC News, who I deeply admire. I'll be anchoring a daytime show there, along with a Sunday night news magazine, and you'll see me there on the big nights, too, for politics and such. I am very grateful to NBC for this opportunity, and I am deeply thankful to Fox News for the wonderful 12 years I have had here.
Well, there she goes. That's her closing statement. And she may be on through the end of the week, but, I mean, pretty much it, her reign at Fox News is over. What do you think about this, Vince?
But the big questions I have are, how important is the network to her success? How important is it that you're on Fox News to succeed in that hour? Clearly, she's talented, but the network probably plays a huge role in getting those ratings. And also, what is a daytime format change completely from what she currently is doing mean for her career? NBC's betting $20 million, reportedly, that she's going to be able to take on something that many people have failed at, which is the daytime talk show format. So we'll see if she can succeed in that environment.
Here's where I am. I want to say, for the record, I count Megyn Kelly as a friend, a dear friend, and I like her a lot. I worked with alongside of her. I remember the day she came on board at Fox News. I was in my office, and she came by to ask some question about procedure and how we did things there at Fox News. And I immediately came to two conclusions in that brief interaction. Number one, she didn't know at that moment a great deal about how to do television. She came from the world of law. She was a lawyer. She was one of the smartest people that I've ever encountered, and she grasped things very quickly. She zoomed past a whole host of people that have been there for a long, long time very quickly because she got it, and she had that something magic about TV. So, look, you look at her and you say, well, she's going to be going into a new territory. She'll figure it out. I have great confidence that she will, and she'll do well, I think, going forward. It is a danger. I mean, a lot of people have tried to do this. Remember when Katie Couric was on the Today Show, and then she went over to do the CBS Evening News and just flopped? It wasn't her thing.
Right.
I think Megyn Kelly is flexible enough and has skills in ways that maybe Katie Couric did not have that will serve her very well in any role she tries to take on. So I have some confidence she'll do well.
Right. And I think in TV and in politics and in many things, it's not just about the person. There can be incredible people. It's often about the moment and the format, and it'll be interesting to see if Megan's is there for
Ed in Leonardtown. You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning. What do you think about this big move by Megyn Kelly? I mean, the internet just blew up yesterday over all this.
Well, I was a big fan of hers for many years, and this past year I kind of turned sour on Megyn with her handling of the Trump issues. But I do think that when she goes to NBC, she'll be the only person over there with any credibility or truthfulness in the whole NBC family. So I guess it's a good turn for them to get somebody like her over there. But I do believe part of her success is because she was on Fox News and sandwiched in between all
yeah.
very successful shows. And the fact that she's a looker doesn't hurt her.
Well, she is a lovely woman. There's no doubt about that. One of the things about that the way things are configured at the Fox News Channel is you do have Bill O'Reilly,
right,
who is this highly rated guy who we used to call the tent pole. He was the tent that he was the high point in the ratings throughout the primetime hours. And so you built up to Bill, and then you came down after Bill, and he was the guy who held up those numbers. She followed followed Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
I mean, she came on after Bill O'Reilly. She was usually number two to Bill O'Reilly, which meant she kept a lot of his audience and maybe brought in some more of her own people and some other people fell out, but she kept a very strong audience. You want to hold as much of that audience as you possibly can.
Yeah, don't underestimate the importance of an incredible lead-in because Megyn Kelly had one.
Which is, of course, why Chris Plant has been so successful here on this station, is because he has this wonderful lead-in in the morning. I'm just saying, you know, Chris is a talented guy, but he does have a tremendous lead-in.
Yeah, he's got a lot going for him that he wasn't born with. It's right here, right now.
Let me get one more in. Andrew in Silver Spring, very quickly, what do you think Megyn Kelly is going to leave and go to NBC? What say you?
Good morning, guys. I say good riddance. I used to like her back when she first started, but as the years gone by and she started getting more into the celebrity thing where she, I don't know, to me it seems like she cares more about the celebrity than anything else.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. It is now, well, by the way, we'll talk more about this later in the show with Dylan Byers at 8:35. It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
It's the end of one year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Aspen Hill, Maryland, what you cannot use right now is a stretch of Connecticut Avenue. It's over near the Kmart, just off of George Avenue. They have Connecticut Avenue in that stretch closed. An accident brought down a tree. 270, it's been about volume early here. Heading past the Monocacy, Urbana down to 109. We have that stop and go and foggy conditions around the region. So please keep that in mind as you get ready to head out the door this morning. Manassas reported to have a car into a building. 234 Dumfries Road at Coadley Road for the activity. 66, we're bunching up trying to get up through the Beltway. That's where we have the crash, and it's right at the split whether you continue to 66 inside the Beltway or continue onto the Beltway, so watch for fire and rescue there. You're slowly getting around. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees at 5:47.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
You're listening to Warnings on the Mall on WMAL. Brian Wilson joined today by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief over at the Daily Caller. Good to have you along, Vince.
Good to be here.
We've been following this interview that Sean Hannity did with Julian Assange. Now, some of these little clips of the interview are already out there. They were out the other night, in which we found out that Julian Assange asserts very strongly that he did not get the emails from the DNC and John Podesta and all those folks from the Russians. He insists it was not a state party. He said it was not the Russians. But there are some new clips that have come out since that initial couple of bites were released by Fox News. And it's very interesting stuff. Julian Assange talking about John Podesta and his appalling lack of internet security knowledge, apparently. Take a listen to this.
As part of our policy of full disclosure, not interfering with the material, we published the several Podesta emails, which shows Podesta responding to a phishing email. Now, how did they respond? Podesta gave out that his password was the word password. his own staff said, this email that you've received, this is totally legitimate. Yeah. So this is something a 14-year-old kid, could have hacked Podesta that way.
John Podesta was easily hacked because his password was password.
Yeah. And meanwhile, by the way, remember the staffer who said it was legitimate now claims that that was a typo. He meant to say illegitimate.
Oh, no. That's amazing. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that has come out of this is if you listen very carefully to what the Obama administration has said, is they say that the Russians tried to hack our system and have an impact on the election.
Yes.
They do not make the case that the embarrassing emails that caused them so much troubles actually were given to WikiLeaks by the Russians. They don't say that.
Right. And so much of this is been just alleging outright that the Russians did this. What does that mean, first of all? Does it mean the Russian government did this? Because Julian Assange, in this interview, over and over, as you mentioned, asserts that the Russian government had no hand in this, that he's aware of with his sourcing, although he does seem to leave some room that Russian citizens might have been involved, but he doesn't ever get quite there. But as you're reading this, I think you can easily sort of parse the language and suggest that it's possible that a Russian citizen might have been involved at some point along the way.
And there is more. Here is Julian Assange on Hillary Clinton's email server.
In relation to computer security and Hillary Clinton's security, those Secretary of State emails, if you read closely FBI reports and the emails that we released related to Hillary Clinton, you'll see Aberdeen had access to them. A variety of technicians at this very small IT company had access to them. They were shipped through the post in a laptop. She had over a dozen different devices keyed in to have access to them, her iPad, etc. She made almost no attempt to keep them secure from states. Now, was she trying to keep them secure from the Republicans? Well, probably. But in terms of foreign states, almost no attempt.
That's interesting. She was more interested in keeping her emails from the Republicans than she was from states that would have perhaps not the United States best interest.
The only people who wouldn't have access to these emails was the government and in federal oversight. But beyond that, anyone else could have access to it. It's sort of amazing.
It is truly amazing. And look, I think we should be looking askance at these things that are hearing now from the Obama administration about the Russians hacking the election, folks. It's beginning to look more and more like that. It's simply not.
If Trump had lost on these grounds, would we be talking about this now? No way.
It is now 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Esther Levy of Warwick, New York, recently went to the Cancun Inn, a popular restaurant there that serves Mexican food. She and a friend, a retired judge, were seated, and they ordered two sangrias. I should mention that Ms. Levy was wearing her Make America Great Again hat and a Donald Trump button. Here's what they say happened, according to the New York Post. The server, who had cheerfully taken their order, returned to the table minus the sangrias. She had a message. Ms. Levy and the judge had to leave. The waitress had been given orders not to serve them. Now, on the way out of the Cancun Inn in Orange County, New York, the co-owner confronted them. He angrily told them that Hillary is going to win, the restaurant does not serve Trump supporters, and they should get out and never come back. The restaurant later claimed on social media that Levy and the judge were being rowdy and rude to the staff. An allegation, Ms. Levy says, is nonsense. It was made clear they were ejected for supporting Trump. Oh, and this. The police were called, but said they couldn't do anything because the restaurant's private business and can deny service to whoever they want, which is true. Unless, of course, you're a small-town bakery and you don't want to make a same-sex wedding cake due to religious convictions. Then you get sued and almost run out of business in today's America, amigo. Learn it, love it, and live it.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over 19 $15,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out, or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is 5:55 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a slow go, trying to get up through to the Beltway because of the crash. However, they're not blocking anything. It's basically on the shoulder, but you see a lot of flashing lights. Again, 66 east at the Beltway. Manassas had a report of a car into a building. Very slow right now. Southbound side of 234, Dumfries Road, right as you come up to the intersection with Hoadley Road. Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue. Stretch of that closed right near the Kmart just off of George Avenue. Accident brought down a tree. So again, Connecticut Avenue closed in that stretch in Aspen Hill. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will slowly fall after getting into the middle part of the 50s today. Developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind this afternoon. Tonight, clear 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
This year, your house gets decluttered. This year, your two-car garage will in fact be able to hold two cars. Your guest room will be able to accommodate a guest, and your junk drawer will become just a plain old drawer. Because this year, you're gonna get organized, and it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only, offer valid through 1-9.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Well, coming up on WMAL, we've got a new neighbor coming to the Kalorama neighborhood. Ivanka's coming down. I'm gonna offer to take over a basket of muffins and welcome her to the neighborhood. Do you have any advice for her? Also, the driverless car is coming. I mean, it is in your future. Are you ready?